Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to Sports Econ 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Mike McDowd. Russell Jackman is still recovering from his shoulder surgery, so he'll be out for a few more weeks, that rascal. At each commercial break, we're going to ask a trivia question. We'll see if anyone and everyone knows the answer to these questions. And we will have a special guest coming up in the right after the break. Mike, let us know who our guest is going to be.
Well, I'm a little disappointed with you, Edward. I mean, right off the bat, you can see my background is purely in the Christmas spirit. And you're not saying a darn word. You just want me to get right into business and introduce my guest. Come on.
I'm sorry.
I know you love Christmas.
Jolly.
You know, we start early here. We go all the way through. But we have a phenomenal guest coming up. Her name is Dr. Ivana Rich. She is the athletic director of Edward Waters University in Jacksonville, Florida. We're going to talk about a subject that, you know, and I don't want to really, I just want to get a little, it's a subject of college sports that needs to be talked about. It's called HBCU athletics. I don't ever hear about it. We're going to talk about it. Dr. Rich is an expert in the field. She is a gifted athletic director, and we're going to get her insight, her knowledge on the world of HBCU athletics, and we're going to talk about the purple and orange, Edward Waters University, the Fighting Tigers. So it's going to be fun today.
All right. And for those who don't know, HB, historically black colleges, right? And it's funny because I still remember when I was a kid on Sunday morning, we would watch the Grambling highlights. And it was great because, you know, it was really fun to see, you know, the same thing like Notre Dame highlights. Just they had a whole half hour show on just the highlights. And so I always used to root for Grambling. It was great. All right.
Yeah.
Stay with us, audience. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. When we come back, we're going to introduce our guest, Dr. Ivana Rich. Stay with us.
In the ever-evolving realm of real estate, where uncovering exceptional deals presents a challenge, a tailored solution awaits. Picture yourself receiving exclusive off-market real estate deals directly to your inbox each month, an opportunity for any astute investor. Embark on this journey at mortgageinvesting.com and delve into the potential waiting for you with Scottsdale Mortgage Investment's exclusive trade desk. This platform unveils a spectrum of opportunities, providing entry to off-market mortgage notes, including performing loans, non-performing loans, and REOs. What adds to the excitement? This carefully curated selection of deals is refreshed every single month. Ready to enhance your real estate strategy? Take definitive action now. Visit mortgageinvesting.com, enlist in the trade desk, and unveil an assortment of exclusive off-market deals with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments. Seize this opportunity. Navigate to mortgageinvesting.com today and redefine your real estate journey with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments, where exclusive possibilities converge with your investment ambitions. Act promptly and join now.
voted Best Natural Hot Springs in Calistoga by Travel and Leisure magazine, Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs has been providing wellness, relaxation, and good times since 1952. Rooted in Calistoga's rich history, a new spa garden and outdoor living reveals why Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs is the place to stay. Come visit us in beautiful Calistoga and experience our special mud baths and healing mineral waters. It's no wonder USA Today voted Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs as the best wine country hotel. You won't find a more relaxing time than staying in our exquisite rooms and experiencing the awesome spa temperature mineral springs. Call 707-942-4102 or visit drwilkinson.com. That's drwilkinson.com.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to elkcoveinn.com for reservations. That's elkcoveinn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, along with my special guest, host, Mike McDowell, who's not a guest host anymore. He's a regular permanent host, but we do have a special guest in the studio Zoom audience here. Mike, why don't you go ahead and tell us who's on today?
Well, listen, man, it's really nice to be special because you're special, our guest is special, so together we're just all special, okay?
There you go.
We're special people. We're special kids. Listen, I'm really happy to invite our next guest on. Her name is Dr. Ivana Rich. She is the athletic director of a school in the what is known as the Bold City. That would be Jacksonville, Florida. She is live in Jacksonville. I'm in Jacksonville. Edwards in San Francisco right now, or San Rafael, California. And Dr. Rich is really a leader, a motivator, an impressive young woman who is leading an institution that has so much promise, Edward Waters University. A lot of people around the country have never heard of Edward Waters. We're going to introduce the school to America. For many reasons, it's part of a collective effort. It's one of the many. In fact, there are 99 HBCU schools in America, I'm told, and maybe Dr. Rich can correct me on that. But Edward Waters happens to be one of them. And my first question, first of all, welcome to the show, Doctor. Nice to see you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Question number one, and it's a really, I think it's a good question. Edward and I even talked about this. You know, why on traditional sports radio or even non-traditional sports radio, we never, ever hear about the topic of HBCU athletics? And it's about time we talk about it. There's so much richness, tradition, and excellence in athletics, and it's so profound for, it's so important for the landscape of college sports, isn't it?
Absolutely, and I think that can be attributed to really exposure. You know, I think a lot of individuals just don't know about HBCU sports and all that entails. You know, it's HBCU sports is not just about, you know, the basketball or the football or the volleyball. It's about the entire HBCU experience. And I think that's what people don't know about. And I think if more people were exposed to that, they would know about the bands. They would know about, you know, the alumni and how they contribute to the culture and the experience of HBCUs. I think you would see more about HBCUs or hear more about HBCUs on radio. And I think exposure. I also think that, you know, as a culture, we've become so monetized when it comes to sports. You know, everything is about the money and about the show. And I think, you know, we need to go back to our roots. Like, what is sports really about? You know, sports has the ability to change lives. And at HBCUs, that's exactly what's happening. You know, a lot of these students, this is sometimes their last choice or their last chance. You know, we provide an opportunity for them to compete at a higher level and get their education. And so I think, you know, to be able to tell our stories, we need more advocates, you know, we need more partners, we need more cheerleaders to be able to help spread the word about the great things that are happening at HBCU institutions.
You know, one thing I got to mention to you is I'm a cheerleader for you because I'm wearing my Edward Waters University polo shirt because you allowed me to do your football radio play-by-play this year. So I'm a big fan of Edward Waters. I have a connection with you and the university. You know, I think there's a lot of, and it's, you know, we're jumping right into it, but I think there's a, Edward will address another question, but I think there's a misconception about HBCU universities. They're very diverse institutions. They're not just, you think that only Black students go there, but I see all types of colors and creeds and people doing and achieving great things. There's a lot of diversity at HBCU universities, and I think that is something that people miss. Is that a fair statement?
Absolutely. I think it's a myth, you know, at this point that, you know, they were historically created for African-Americans to be able to get their education because they weren't permitted to go to other institutions. And so, but now HBCUs are extremely diverse. You know, we have students at our institution from over 21 countries. You know, our teams are diverse and it's across sports. We find diversity. We have, you know, even on my basketball team, I have students who are international from different countries, volleyball, baseball. And I think that really adds to the value in HBCUs because you get a diverse experience, it just makes you more well-rounded. You know, as a former collegiate Division I athlete, I did go to a PWI institution. I had a great experience, but my team was very diverse. And I think that's why my experience was diverse. And that's why I'm the person I am today, because of the experience I had playing on that team where I had teammates from Germany, teammates from Brazil. You know, they had teammates from everywhere. I had a teammate my freshman year who was from the Native American reservation in Arizona. And so, you know, learning about different cultures, people's different backgrounds and experiences. This is how we create well-rounded young people and future leaders of tomorrow. And so I think, you know, a lot of people think HBCUs, oh, they're only for Black people, only for Black students. No, we're for everyone.
You know, I guess the word I'm a little past the college age now, but, you know, it wouldn't even occur to me. I mean, I barely got into a community college. No, I was a little smarter than that. It wouldn't occur to me to look at that on the list of, you know, what colleges would I like to go to see a historically Black college, because, you know, even though you know that there's no like specific discrimination, like, you know, you only can be Black to go. I mean, I know that, but it just wouldn't occur to someone like me, who's, you know, who's Caucasian, to even think about, gee, maybe I should go to this college. I mean, how does that word get spread? Because I can't believe I'm the only one who would like not even think about going to that college.
Yeah. And I think you're absolutely right. And I think that goes back to marketing. Mike and I talk about marketing all the time. Marketing and messaging is critical. And I think, you know, when we're marketing our institutions, we have to show the full range of what we offer from an educational standpoint, from a social standpoint for the students, from an athletic standpoint. We have to show the full range of services. And I think that's what we're missing. I think we need better marketing. You know, a lot of our HBCUs, we have small marketing departments, maybe one person doing 15 jobs. So that makes it a little bit more difficult to get the big picture out. But I think if people saw HBCUs, not as just HBCUs, but as institutions where we have the top biology program in the nation, or we're the top, you know, engineering school in the nation. I talk about North Carolina A&T. They're like one of the top engineering schools.
Well, okay. So again, I mentioned this kind of before, like, you know, like Grambling. I was always typically a black, you know, Howard University thing, mm-hmm. but I had never heard of Edward Waters University. I wouldn't think of it as, you know, an HBCU one. I wonder how important it is to even attach that title to it. You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. that's the mark. Well, again, I'm not a marketing expert or anything.
But I think so. I think something we have that's an advantage for us that I think we're starting to try to capitalize on, that Edward Waters University was the first private institution in the state of Florida and the first HBCU in the state of Florida. And most people don't know that. When they think of HBCUs in Florida, they think of FAMU and they think of Bethune-Cookman. There are four HBCUs. And so I think right now, you know, traditionally, I just don't think the institution really marketed itself well in that aspect. But I think we have to do that now. We have to market who we are, what we are, and get the word out. I think traditionally we've just been missing in that component. Always room for improvement.
Yeah, and how would you're an athletic director, so you know you've got to be kind of part of that marketing to some degree, I got to think. Hey guys, we're going to go to our first commercial break here. All right, we're talking these are miscellaneous trivia questions. They could be all over the board. And just a reminder to our guest, Dr. Rich, if you know the answer, don't say anything yet. Wait till we get back. We'll see if you know the answer. All right, here's our first trivia question: which metal is liquid at room temperature? All right, which metal is liquid at room temperature? All right. Stay with us. You are listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. When we come back, we're going to answer that question. And we have more interview questions for Dr. Rich from EWU.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, along with Mike McDowell, and our special guest, Dr. Ivana Rich from EWU, Athletic Director. First trivia question, which metal is liquid at room temperature? Anyone on the panel?
Metal. You know, you're asking some really good ones lately that are pretty tough. Who knows this? I'm not a physicist. I'm not a chemist.
You're not Dr. Michael McDowd? No?
I play one on TV occasionally, but, it's all facade. Dr. Rich, you got this one?
Unfortunately, no, guys.
Okay, you know what? You're going to feel silly though when I tell you the answer. You ready?
Yeah, probably.
Mercury.
Mercury. Right?
That's the only science question we have, right? So
good.
You don't have to worry about that.
Thank you very much.
All right, Mike, you want to reintroduce our guest?
Yeah, absolutely. We want to welcome into a Sports Econ 101, coast to coast, border to border, and our international worldwide audience. We want to thank our U.S. military who are listening. And we want to thank Dr. Ivana Rich, who is in her third year at Edward Waters University in the bold city of Jacksonville, Florida. And as Dr. Rich said, yeah, and I was remiss in not saying this, Edward Waters University is the number one HBCU in the Sunshine State of Florida. So it has so much, you have so much going for you, Dr. Rich. And, you know, you can see your energy and your enthusiasm with your student athletes, with your fellow, staff members. And it's exciting to see the culture that you have built around that. Talk about the uniqueness of Edward Waters University and that HBCU culture that, again, most of Americans, unless you've been around these schools, don't know about. It's really rather fascinating and interesting.
Yeah. I tell anybody when I first decided to come to Edward Waters, I thought it's a gym, it's like a hidden gym, where it's located. Mike probably can attest to this. You have to go down this road. It's kind of like a one way in, you go down there and it's there and it's nestled in this community. And it's the lifeblood of the Newtown community in Jacksonville. And I think, as an HBCU, as a small private HBCU in the state of Florida, but even nationally, it has a church affiliation with the AME church. It makes it quite special. And so, you'd be surprised. A lot of students come to Edward Waters because they want to stay ingrained in their AME faith. They grew up in the AME church and they want to continue that, through their education. And so we get a lot of students that way. But I think, Edward Waters, a lot of people don't know about it or are just learning about it. It has all the bells and whistles of a big HBCU. It really does. So we have about 1,200 students. We have we're the fastest growing HBCU in the country. Our enrollment has increased by 20-25% over the last 3 years under the leadership of our president, A. Zachary Faison Jr., who is a true go-getter. And so, we've been able to do a lot of things and really change the trajectory of the institution under his leadership. We've added, facility upgrades. Our athletic facilities are beautiful. Every time we bring people on the campus, like, oh my God, I didn't know this was here. And honestly, I love hearing that. I love it. Every time I hear it, at least once a month. But we are, I say to everyone, we're the best thing, but to everyone else, we're the next best thing. Because we're up and coming. You see us all over social media, all the good things we're doing. We're really trying to put a lot into marketing and marketing what we're doing so people can see all the good things that are happening at Edward Waters.
How much does it cost to go there?
So it's about $22,000, and that includes everything, your room and board, tuition, room and board.
That's good.
Yeah, and one of the things is, Dr. Rich, is first of all, got to mention the fact that you're an NCAA Division II school, new into that era, and it's, you know, you're starting to thrive and grow in the NCAA Division II ranks, so to speak. But that's exciting. I mean, I think someday a school like yours, and it's an interesting school, to give people a little bit of a background. It's an inner city school. It's in a, you know, I would say maybe a tougher part of Jacksonville, but it is a city that it is a school. And when I walk on your campus, I can feel the electricity. I get the energy of the kids. They're so vibrant. They're dynamic. They'll actually talk to you, you know, they'll actually, hey, how are you? Have a good day. And so really some great stuff is happening with this school. And it looks like, yeah, you're in the Division II NCAA, you know, rankings, but it looks like the future is so bright. First of all, you want to be successful in this particular division, but could you see yourself really moving forward into the NCAA Division I ranks?
That is a great question. And people have asked me that, you know, a lot of my professional experience has been in Division I, and I was Division I student athlete. So they're like, are you going to take them Division I? And honestly, my answer is always no. You know, we really and truly value the philosophy of Division II, which is life in the balance. And so that's it really, we're well aligned with Division II. You know, we want to develop the next group of leaders. And so we want to have that time where they can be involved on campus in student leadership positions, where they have an opportunity to go in the summer and do internships and not be on campus year-round training, you know, where they're preparing themselves for life after graduation. So, you know, ideally, we're really devoted to being Division II. It took us 3 years to get to this point, and I think it's a really good fit for our institution.
You know, I love that answer, because especially since, you know, how many athletes are ever really going to make their profession out of it? It's so small. So it's so great to have the well-rounded, you know, it's funny. I keep thinking my sport was bowling, and I was semi-professional. Mm-hmm. Routine, but it's like I knew I wasn't gonna, you know, make it a profession. One, there wasn't the money in it, but I knew I was good. I was very good, but I wasn't elite enough, right? So, you know, I knew college was gonna have to be, you know, the place for me, and spend most of my time doing that. So that's I really like that answer. That's a great answer.
And and listen to this, and I know Dr. Rich is gonna be able to help me out. I'm just gonna be completely organic. This is a free flowing conversation, and I'm gonna be transparent. There is what is his name? He is the place kicker for the football team. I only called his name like once or twice all season long, by the way. That's why, as the football play-by-play guy, I'm supposed to remember all these names. But he's a transfer.
Riley?
He played at the University of Oklahoma. Okay, Edward? Oklahoma. And he's playing for Edward Waters. Why am I bringing him up? He's an Hispanic kid from Tulsa, Oklahoma. And guess what? He currently is pursuing his second master's degree. Now, to me, that's success. That is success. I mean, that is a brilliant story, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I, you know, now, you know, post-COVID, you know, I my background is in academic support, you know, so I spent years, you know, getting student athletes to graduate. Essentially, that was my job. And so, you know, even now, you know, I encourage student athletes to come here, be diligent with your studies, pass all your classes, take some extra classes during the summer, and then have that extra year where you can get your master's degree. And maybe two, you know, if you can, and get it paid for and use your scholarship. And so, you know, that kind of well aligns with that whole building a well-rounded and providing a holistic experience for our student athletes. But I am 100% for that. You know, I believe education is key, you know, and really preparing our student athletes and providing them with those opportunities to get higher education and get their master's degrees. You know, I think that puts us in a unique situation. And so, you know, he's an incredible student athlete. You know, you love when you have those come and, you know, they become an example for your other student athletes to show them, okay, we can do this too. You know, because sometimes, you know, they hearing it from us is a little bit different. But when they're hearing it from their peers.
Being a place kicker is a little different than being a quarterback. So hopefully he doesn't have to spend as much time, you know, on the field. But Ivana, you had mentioned that you played Division I. What was your sport?
I played volleyball.
Volleyball. Okay. Are you tall? I can't tell from Zoom.
I'm taller than the average woman. So I'm about 5'11". Back then I could jump out of the gym, you know, back then.
Okay. I'm like a spiker.
Yes, I was a middle blocker. That was my position.
Good. Awesome. Where'd you go?
Virginia Commonwealth University. The Rams.
Lady Rams, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, I mean, you've got the experience, the exposure to do so much. You know, one of the things Edward mentioned, and I want to mention to you, you know, Edward and I grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area, so we didn't get a lot of exposure to HBCUs whatsoever. The only HBCUs that I even have reference to, and I want you to kind of paint the picture nationwide, and it was a big deal, man. There was nothing better than watching Grambling and Southern on NBC Sports. And, of course, you know, what was I so enamored? I love Southern's uniforms, that blue and that yellow helmet. And, of course, everybody goes to watch the bands. Now, I want you to talk. I know we have a break coming up. But talk about just that whole passion and pride and purpose that they have. So that'll be my question as we come back.
Ron, we want you to answer that. It's funny because since you mentioned the bands, the first thing I thought of was the movie Drumline, you know?
Yes.
It was amazing. That movie was really pretty cool. Okay, here's our second trivia question. Again, it's not science. It's sports related, but it's also presidential. Who was the first sitting president to throw out the first pitch on opening day? Okay. So, you know, it wasn't George Washington because they didn't have baseball back then. Okay?
It wasn't Abraham Lincoln.
It could have been. But they did have baseball back then.
Oh, geez, you're right.
What they used to do during breaks and during the Civil War, they played baseball. Okay, that's our trivia question. Right. The sitting president to throw out the first pitch on opening day. By the way, Abraham Lincoln was the first Republican, by the way. Stay with us. Sports Econ 101. Be right back.
At the heart of San Francisco lies the Axiom Hotel. Located in the heart of Union Square, the Axiom Hotel blends a sense of history with modern touches. Our spacious accommodations are comfortable and created with a soft ambiance. With state-of-the-art amenities such as a core fitness center and in-room espresso and coffee. Guest reviews rave about the staff, as well as how quiet the hotel is. So you can get a good night's sleep and rest up for a day of shopping at the best stores San Francisco has to offer. Just steps from the Powell Street cable car turnaround, the Axiom Hotel is ideal for exploring downtown San Francisco. Check out axiomhotel.com for our specials and vacation packages and book online today. That's axiomhotel.com or call 415-392-9466. That's 415-392-9466. The Axiom Hotel San Francisco.
Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael is open for both takeout and delivery. So if you want pizza the way it ought to be, call us at 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order online. You can either pick up your fabulous pizza or we can deliver it to you. Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily. So call 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order your pizza.
Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa provides guests with an all-lakefront hotel in South Lake Tahoe, where every lodge room and condominium has a view of the lake and mountains. Hotel rooms offer lodge pine furnishings, gas fireplace, and a full lake view. Condominiums offer private bedroom, full kitchen, and living area with a fireplace. Guests can relax or play on over 500 feet of private beach and enjoy a dip in the outdoor heated pool and hot tub that are also lakeside. Element Day Spa, located inside the hotel, offers individual and couples packages with treatments inspired by Tahoe's nature. The Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa, located close to all South Lake Tahoe summer and winter activities. Perfect for individual and group getaways to the lake and mountains. No added resort fees here. Call 800-448-4577 or go to TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com.
Just minutes from LAX, the Lum Hotel offers travelers a comfortable and convenient stay in an exciting neighborhood. Its prime location provides easy access to major attractions such as SoFi Stadium, Hollywood Park, and the future home of the LA Clippers. You'll enjoy a fitness center, resort-style pool, and rooftop bar. The perfect spot for dining after a game, enjoying craft cocktails before a concert, or just having a casual dinner. The Lum Hotel just recently opened, so book your reservations now at lumhotel.com. That's L-U-M Hotel.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Again, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowd, our special guest, Dr. Ivana Rich. Okay, our second trivia question, who was the first sitting president to throw out the first pitch on opening day? And during the break, Mike, you thought it was the 1800s, and no, it was in the 1900s.
1900s.
Yes.
Hmm.
Do 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 do.
That was before FDR. It was World War One era.
Just before.
Holy cow! Go ahead, Dr. Rich. You got this. You're an academic person.
Not a history buff at all. Can I take a guess?
Sure.
This is gonna be so wrong because I was thinking FDR.
Nope. Yeah, that'd be.
You said 1900s. No, that's not a good guess.
Right? Or Taft in 1910. He was the first sitting president to throw out the first pitch.
Who was
day.
It?
Taft. 1910.
Taft, really?
Yeah. I think it was right after Teddy Roosevelt, if I'm not mistaken.
All right, junior college named
it. It'll be about food, and it'll be a little easier, I think.
There's a junior college named after him in Taft, California, isn't there? There's Taft College, yeah, Taft Junior College.
Yeah.
Was it something like that? Oh, well. Okay. Anyways, their big rival was Bakersfield College. I just have to throw that in. That's good knowledge.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Oh, by the way, Dr. Rich, how did you get your doctorate? Well, I'm just kind of curious. What is it a medical degree or a PhD?
It's a PhD. I got it from the University of South Carolina. So I'm also in Gamecock. But people would think my degree is in something sports related, and it has nothing to do with sports. My degree is actually in educational technology.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm a little bit of a like tech geek. And like I said, love education. So I'm a curriculum developer as well. And so that's why I chose that program. Loved it.
See, Mike and I are kind of old, especially me, I'm kind of old. So I'm still using an abacus. But Mike, you were asking a question about the bands.
Well, not just the bands, but you know, like, yeah. I think that the common, the common scene for most Americans was watching Southern and Grambling play a national football game on NBC Sports. You'd see the legend, Coach Eddie Robinson, who's, He's the Vince Lombardi of HBCU sports for sure. But can you tell us about really, I don't know about that game, but first of all, I think at one point in my life, I only thought there were two HBCUs, Grambling and Southern. But as I mentioned, there's like 99 of them, almost 100. Just talk about that overall passion, pride, and purpose. And yeah, definitely tell us about why bands are so important.
Absolutely. And I think that's probably one of the best games to watch. You know, that is an incredible game. I think that's the Bayou Classic, maybe. I think that's what it's called. You know, that game truly displays all things HBCU. And so from the fans, the fandom, from the alumni coming in, from the tailgating to the band. And so it's this unofficial joke amongst HBCUs that people don't come to watch football. They come to watch the band. They're coming for halftime.
I heard it.
But it's a true experience. Like, our bands are incredible. It's probably one of our favorite parts of the game. You know, it's an experience. You have the dancers. They're going to cultivate a particular playlist for the game. The dancers are going to be correlated with the playlist. And then, you know, here at Edward Waters, we have Purple Passion. And so Purple Passion is really the first plus size dance group to exist. They have another group over at Alabama State. I think they call them the Golden Girls. I could be wrong. But plus size dance group, people love them. They're acrobatic, they flip, they do splits, you know, and so it's just an incredible experience. But the bands, they, to me, they culminate what HBCUs stand for, that pride, you know, that sense of pride, that sense of hard work, the love, you know, and so it just brings so much joy to the environment to have the band. And so anytime we have an event, I try to get the band at everything.
Hey, you got to do us a favor, Edward. I tried to work it out. Henry Smith is also an administrator of the athletic department. I tried to ask Dr. Rich to have him put on the tiger head and uniform to be to wear. I guess Henry would not do it. I understand, Henry. I get it. But we got to have you on again. We got to meet your mascot and somehow, some way, in the back, have in one of our boxes the marching band to actually hear them play, because the Edward Waters University marching band is second to none. I'm telling you, Edward, they put on a show that is just like awesome. And Ivana, you can answer all those questions.
Oh yeah, we're gonna make that happen. And Henry Smith, he's actually covering for me in another meeting, so that's his reason for not being the mascot. But you know, I think the pride, you know, Dr. Alvin Davis, he's our director of bands here at Edward Waters, and he himself is passionate. Like, you're going to see him out there dancing with them, and you know, just watching them. I watched them practice a couple times, and you know, it's very similar to athletics. You know, that's what people don't. It's very similar. And so I watch his leadership, and I watch him coach them up. You know, they're talking about, okay, when we play this, when we play that, you know, and if it's not right, they're going to play it again. But their job is to exhilarate our crowd, to bring everyone together. And I think that's what the bands at HBCUs truly stand for. They're that glue that holds everyone together. It doesn't matter who you're rooting for. So if the visiting team band is going to perform, the home team crowd is going to stand up and clap for them at the end of the performance. They're going to jam. They're going to jam with them. And so if the bands bring everyone together.
So I was in Scotland on a cruise in August, and someone had told me, I'd never heard of this, and I think it's called the Band of the Royal Regiment of Scotland. Oh, you want to see the performance of military bands? It's incredible. I mean, the tickets were like, you're talking about a huge stadium. Each ticket was almost $400, wow, no matter where you're sitting. So anyway, check that out sometime. Go ahead, Mike.
I actually saw them. Yeah, I actually saw them before. They're amazing. And, you know, one of the things bringing it home to Jacksonville, Florida for our you know, national and international audience, one thing that I really want Dr. Ivana Rich to, by the way, who is our special guest in her third year at Edward Waters University. Edward, I got to tell you, man, you and I have seen a lot. We've been around Cal, Stanford, USC, UCLA, blah, 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 Oregon. But nobody puts on a homecoming parade like Edward Waters University. Their parade is off the charts. You've got to paint a little bit of a picture for us, Dr. Rich, because you have how many marching bands in that band alone? And what is it, almost like a two-hour parade or something like that?
Yeah, 2 hours, sometimes three, depending on the year. You could have about 120 to 150 entries. And so that includes bands, dance groups, of course, our president and royal court, sometimes the athletic teams go in there, all the different community groups, but our high school bands, even in our high school bands in this area, so good. And so we do the parade of bands, they come in, we have about 15 to 20 bands, and then even during the homecoming game, they stay. And then after the game, they play with our band. And so in between time, they're in our gym, and they're competing against each other. So anytime you need some entertainment between the parade and the football game, you can go in the gym and watch them compete and play against each other. And so you see it at evening. Yeah.
Doesn't it?
It's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, Mardi Gras in New Orleans is kind of like that.
Right. Definitely gives that feel. But with that same soul behind it, but to see the young people do it, it's incredible.
I did want to ask you, Dr. Rich, how did you get to the position of athletic director?
Well, I was at Norfolk State University, which is Division I HBCU in Virginia, Norfolk, Virginia. And I was there for about 7 years, and I was the associate athletic director and senior women administrator. So sort of right under the athletic director. And one day a search firm reached out to me about this position here at Edward Waters. And it's really a funny story, because I'm very comfortable being a number two. You know, I'm a worker, keep my head down, you know, get things done. And so I just send my materials to the search firm to do my due diligence, you know, because I didn't want them to not, you know, consider me for future opportunities if, you know, it got to the point where I was like, oh, I want to be athletic director. And then I, you know, heard back from the search firm and they told me that the president liked my application materials. And I'm like, who, me, my materials? And so literally, this is a true story. And so it just kind of went on from there. I had an interview, a Zoom interview, and a few days later, I was on campus doing a full 2-day interview on campus. And probably a few days later from that, I was offered the position.
Awesome.
And so, yeah, within about 2 weeks, I became an athletic director, not anticipating or envisioning that for myself, but I wouldn't change it for the world, because I think, you know, God put me here to do some great work and to really make a difference for these student athletes.
Hey, Dr. Rich, what about the business side of HBCU sports? Edward and I talk about it a lot, the ever-changing landscape of college sports, quote, NIL. How is schools like Edward Waters and other HBCU institutions going to try to capitalize on that NIL thing? Because let's face it, you guys can't really pay players, maybe a little bit, but it's such a college sports is just, and I'm going to say this, I think radically changed, unfortunately, but that's where we are today.
Yeah, absolutely. The landscape is continuously changing, and it's something we talk about in every convention or conference I go to with other ADs. And, you know, at the Division II level, and especially in the HBCU space, I think we have a unique opportunity when it comes to NIL. Do I think we're going to be able to pay our players, like, you know, with Austin money and things like that, Division I level? Not at all. But I think that we have a unique opportunity to create opportunities for our student athletes to benefit off their name, image, and likeness, but through different avenues. You know, so we partner with a company called Influxer. And so they make apparel, and they put the students' names and numbers, however they want to market themselves. And so their families can buy that apparel and they make a commission off of it. You know, and so that's a little bit different from, you know, going to Pizza Hut and just getting a deal. And yeah. So, you know, we're in a competitive market here. We're not, to me, this is not a big market for NIL here in Jacksonville, but I think trying to find creative opportunities for our student athletes to benefit off of these things. I think that's what we're going to have to do at the HBCU space to try to remain competitive.
So I'm kind of curious, because you're in Jacksonville. Do you ever have a scout from the Jaguars just kind of pop on in and check out your football team?
We have had scouts come here. You know, over the past few years, we've definitely had some scouts come here. We're working on some things with the Jaguars right now, where they're going to be coming and doing some student athlete development programming for us. So really excited about that. Marcus Pollard, who's the director of player development and I think community relations for the Jaguars, he is building a program or a framework with us where he'll come over, he'll bring players over to really engage and help provide that holistic experience for our student athletes.
Awesome. That's great. All right. We're going to go to our last commercial break here. What is the most consumed vegetable in the U.S.? That's our trivia question. And we have a little time here, so I'm going to give my silly joke of the week. Ready? After hearing a sermon about lies and deceit, a man wrote the IRS, "I have been unable to sleep knowing that I've cheated on my income tax. I have reviewed my taxable income and have enclosed a check for $900. If I still can't sleep, I'll send in the rest." I like that one. All right. Stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be back with some closing comments.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Ed Brown, your host. I'm laughing because Mike's doing something in the background there. Along with Mike McDowell and our special guest, Dr. Ivana Rich from EWU. Third trivia question, what is the most consumed vegetable in the U.S.? Anyone?
Dr. Rich?
I'm going to say broccoli.
No, kids don't like broccoli. potato. Potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
I figure french fries like that. Okay. Let's see here. You want to ask one last quick question there, Mike?
Yeah, super quick question. I think it's an important one regarding HBCU history and recent history. What type of impact did Deion Sanders have for HBCU universities? He was very successful at Jacksonville, at Jackson State University. Talk about what he did.
Yeah, I think Deion, the Deion effect, they call it. I think he really shed light on HBCUs and everything HBCUs have to offer, because people started tuning in to watch Jackson State. And so they then became exposed to the HBCU culture. I also think he made a major impact on recruiting for HBCUs, because now players know they can go to HBCUs and have successful careers and have league potential, because a lot of them, that's what they're looking for. So right. I think from a recruitment and exposure standpoint, Deion really did his thing at Jackson State.
Gotcha. Well, Dr. Ivana Rich from EWU, thank you so much for joining us. This was a great conversation, learning about historically HBCU. It's funny because I know historically black universities. Okay. Are you ready? Here's our thoughts for the day. If you're bald, what color do they put on your driver's license for your hair? I don't know. And how is it that we put a man on the moon before we figured out it would be a good idea to put wheels on luggage? Right. All right, audience, tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a driver's looking at the older convention. Tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.